So I wanted to be on the cutting edge of that in this industry. And I got to tell you, in the first month, month and a half here, we're already seeing a good start. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we did $3,500 in sales in this first little wave. That's nothing compared to where I think this is going. And I honestly think it's going to take over email marketing eventually.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm your host, Joe Melillo. Another client spotlight this week, this time with a K-Launch partner who's been with us for about a month and a half, already seen $3,500 in sales increase working with K-Launch. Taylor Gardner, founder, CEO, and owner of Backspin Enterprises, also known for their product, a Backspin Tea. Dude, so happy to have you here. It's very exciting to work with you, and we're just happy to have you on the podcast.
Well, I appreciate it, bud, and so happy that you gave me that cold call. And I was able to pick up, and that sales pitch was amazing. I get a whole bunch of cold calls being in this industry, and this one stood out. Like I told you the first time, just we've done other marketing ideas and plans, and this one seemed to fit the timing and, quite honestly, just the newfound structure and type of thinking that people are willing to go with now. You know, email marketing has its value, but it's not all about emails. Social media has its value, but that can only go so far. And trust me, we have maxed both of them out before. And there's a reason we're the most followed batting product in the world on social media. And you always need more marketing, but you got to have the smart new marketing. So what you guys do, what you're offering, I'm just thrilled to see where it can go.
Well, thanks so much for that awesome first comment there. We really appreciate that, Taylor. You know, you and I have become fast friends. We talk on a number of different levels, other than the fact that we both have a baby less than 4 months old at this point. Yes. But a different kind of baby that you've helped grow up over the last couple of years is this Backspin Tea. You like that transition?
I did.
Backspin Tea product. Tell us where the idea for Backspin Tea and just for reference before you go into it, Taylor. What a Backspin Tee is a baseball tee, like you would usually put on. Everybody's seen a baseball tee, but it's upside down. So it looks like it's holding the baseball from the top of the baseball and allows you to swing at it from underneath. Look it up. You can go to Backspin Tee online and check it out. But where did that idea come from? I know that you and your brother are baseball players.
So I'll give you the bluntly honest version. It came out of necessity. And it came out of, quite honestly, two pitchers in their pitching lesson. My brother was giving a pitching lesson to this 9-year-old kid, and he was talking about, hey, we need to work on your changeup. We need to get the ball down in the zone. And the kid had a great question. He goes, why? And my brother, being an ex-professional player and professional coach, goes, well, if you hang your changeup, it's a lot easier for the hitter to get it out of the infield. And the pitcher, the 9-year-old kid goes, well, but why can't they hit the, if I throw it down in the zone, why is it harder for them to hit it out of the infield? And my brother kind of turned around to me, and like most baseball players, he kind of like raised an eyebrow to me, like, oh, this kid doesn't know. And so we get done with the lesson, and we're quite honestly celebrating his birthday with a few alcoholic beverages. And I raised the same question to him. I said, his name's Jared. I said, hey, Jared, why is balls down in the zone harder to hit out of the infield? And he goes, well, you don't know? I said, no, I want you to tell me. You're the professional. He goes, dang it. I don't know either. I just know that when hitters are hitting, the bottom half of the ball is when they're getting their line drives, singles, doubles, triples, and especially their home runs. And so we kind of laughed about it, like, baseball, has a secret language, like, oh, you're supposed to know that. Well, no one's talking about it. And, of course, this was at that time about 7.5, 8 years ago. And so that's where it started, was that there was this communication barrier that pitchers understood. They don't want hitters to hit the bottom half of the ball. They have no problem if you hit the top half. I'll take infield ground balls all day. Now, you may sneak a few through, but you're getting a single at best. And so, especially at the higher levels of the game. And so that's where the necessity on my end of it was wow, I'm from the golf industry. I'm a long drive golf competitor. It's known we hit the bottom half of a golf ball. Our clubs are made to do so. And then that's kind of where we were one of the founding fathers, if you will, of the term launch angle. I can't make full claim to it. Obviously, other companies have used it as well, especially StatCast, and we see it all over ESPN and MLB Network now. But as far as a product is concerned and a social media page, we were by far one of the first ones, if not the first. And so it caused a stir. But so that was where the necessity came from. As far as making the product, we wanted to hide the top third of the ball, really, to show hitters. Like, listen, we're not going to get too much into the swing mechanics here as far as a product, but you have to hit this part of the ball for it to get a proper elevation to get over the infield. A lot of people don't understand that line drives are not hit in the middle of the baseball. And so I spent years, really, finding this information out, studying it, being proven wrong, you know, every day for like 3 years of what I thought. But I had the golf knowledge background that golf is 50 years ahead of baseball right now on their understanding. No one's fighting them on launch angle terms or attack angle terms. They accept it because it makes sense to them. This is when we were like, wait a second, we might be onto something here. Not only do we have a product that physically makes sense, but we have a product that morally is going to challenge people's ideas of what they think creates a line drive. For example, just 5 years ago on social media, we were able to disprove that swinging down, hitting the top of the ball made a ball rise with backspin, and then we found out there's no evidence of it. There's more evidence of Bigfoot and UFOs than there is of a rising line drive. Especially doesn't exist if you're swinging down to the top of it. So that gets some.
But baseball, Bigfoot, UFOs on a podcast. Wow, that's incredible. So you use science to be able to not only disprove some theories of the baseball world, which is unbelievable, but then you created a product that not only disproved it, but also taught how to hit in your way. What has the response been from the last couple of years and you know, decades of you guys working on this from your customers themselves?
Yeah. So when we first started out, we were hated. Went to our first show. There was a professional pitching coach with the Texas Rangers organization. I won't use his name because he's actually come around and been a fantastic friend of ours. And Hit Tracks, I think it was like first year, maybe their second year being out. And we, Mike over at Hit Tracks, owns Hit Tracks, goes, hey, why don't you come over here and put that tee in here and let some coaches hit off of it, and let's get a little crowd going. So sure. So not only was Hit Tracks brand new, that was getting the crowd. We have this upside down tee, and we're smoking balls, you know, and you know, on the monitor and the TV screen they have, it's showing where it's going. This coach comes over and basically tells us to our face, like, wow, you guys are wrong. Like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. If you came from the level of ball that I've been at, then you know you got to swing down to the top of the ball. I don't even know how you hit a line drive. You can't even see the top third of that baseball. And so I said, coach, I'm not here to argue. Why don't you just come in and take some hacks? I'm sure you have a good swing. And he did have a good swing. Problem is, his practice swings were better than his real swing because he went to go hit off our tee and he's hitting the middle top of the ball. And up, now it's still reaching the back of the cage. It's a very short cage. And he's like, see right there, that's where you want to hit. The Hit Tracks is showing that it's three hopping the pitcher. It's not even going to pass the pitcher yet. And there's 40, 50 college coaches around, like scratching their head going, wait a second, we want to believe this pro coach, but that's not what this TV is showing us. And he goes, well, I'm just going to try and swing up one time, see what happens, and show you why your product, you know, it needs to be improved. Okay, you know, he's not looking at the monitor. He doesn't know that he's not hitting line drops yet. And so he takes what he thinks is an uppercut swing. It was really a pretty good level flat swing. Hits the bottom half of the ball, crushes it like two hops the wall. He's like, see, that's a pop-up. And on Hit Tracks, it says double in the left center gap. And so that was our, in a nutshell, that was our battle. That we had feel versus real, you know, what coaches for years have felt like they were doing versus what was really happening. So that was our fire. I mean, that was our fuel to put on social media and just let it get engulfed by the masses. And it sure did.
To that point, as a business owner, you have done an incredible job using your resources to make sales. You've been very successful. Talk about the sales numbers that you guys have been able to produce. Maybe tell us a little bit about the growth and how you achieve that growth through social media, which at the point when you were using it is the way to kind of sell in a different way. So what kind of numbers were you seeing from the beginning to kind of today?
So year one, we launched, we did $100,000 in sales. I mean, on the dot, it's kind of funny how it worked out. And then, started to get the social media going, didn't quite know what I was doing with it. And then by the end of year one, leading into year two, we knew what we were doing. I accumulated 20,000 followers, kind of found a niche way on Facebook to add friends to your page. And at the time you could do it. It wasn't a bad thing to do. And I turned it into an official business page and just putting a little bit of money in. I mean, a little bit of money, like $50 a week. We ballooned to about 40,000 followers. And instantly, we saw an increase in sales up to 650,000 by year.
Wow.
Which for us.
And the end of the first year was which year?
In 2015 was the end of the first year.
And then by the end of your what year? Fourth year?
Second year.
Second year?
Yep.
650.
Yep.
Wow.
And then by year three, we cracked the million mark. By year four, almost doubling that. And of course, like anything, we didn't know where the ceiling was. Very exciting times to see these numbers pile in. A lot of work because we hand build every one of these teams. So it wasn't like I was shipping them off to China to have them made or anything. We're putting in the 14-hour days. And we made changes along the way. I think that was one of the biggest challenges was to research and develop while you're already selling something you're trying to research and develop. So that was challenging. I commend any inventor or any product company that takes that on, because if you don't do it correctly, you can waste all your profits on trying to make that one thing a little better. Lucky for us, we're not talking about making a computer. We're talking about some metal being bent and the right rubber coat.
That's great. And so you've kind of tapped out at this point pre-COVID here. You're rolling, right? We're coming into 2020 out of 2019. I mean, we're all feeling good. Everybody was like, I thought it was going to be my year. I was like, 2020, here it comes. And sure enough, 2020 was my year, by the way. It just showed up in a different way. But you guys, unfortunately, kind of hit a wall with your email and social media marketing, which you kind of mentioned at the top of this podcast.
Yeah. Probably even started late 2018 as far as Facebook kind of ran into some issues legally and they started making it tougher with their algorithms, but we were still hanging on strong, still growing, following. And then all of a sudden, end of 2019, COVID starts floating around. And of course, start of 2020, it was just a brick wall. And we were in the middle of also of buying land and putting in a big building. We're expanding our operations, investing in ourselves to keep growing. And all of a sudden, it just a big stop sign got put up in front of us. And then, you have, not to be political, but you have PPP money coming out. You have this government funding, which is great for those who need it. But we didn't know. We didn't know what the right route was. We just knew we hit a stop sign and, oh, crap. We need to make sure that, one, we get through this, and two, we stay relevant. And sadly, there are other product companies out there that have not stayed relevant through COVID. We really have, we've, sometimes it takes a little more elbow grease to do that. Any young person that's listening to this or watching this, they're going to laugh at me when I say finding content can be tough. Content's out there. Making time to find the content while you're running your own business. I also run two other businesses, is where the challenge is. So you have that scaling issue, what they call it in the business world, how to scale properly. Can't go hire 50 people and get your stuff done. You're going to run out of money to pay them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's always a fun battle, but that is one thing about doing it yourself. At the end of the day, if I need something done, I know I can do it and I don't have to pay anyone to do it. So at the end of the day, we keep things rolling. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter how many millions of dollars in sales we bring in. People will never know the free hours that have been put in to making a quality product.
Quote unquote, free hours. For those. Sweat equity.
That's right.
So we're here at the end of 2020, and a good friend of ours here at K Launch, Brandon Eaton, Stinger Sports, says, "Hey Joe, you should go over and call Taylor from Backspin T and let him know about what you're doing for me. And I called you after the baby was born, of course, and allowed us to kind of get to know each other and talk about it. What was it about K-Launch that you think people need to know about?
It's pretty simple, guys. Your phone is on us 24/7. I mean, you know, some of us think it vibrates in our pocket even when it's really not vibrating in our pocket. That's how connected to this device we are. So whether it's social media, emails, but more importantly, text messages, which is what spurred my interest, is the fact that it's a new way of reaching people. And, you know, I truly believe Joe's going to keep bending the rules. No, I'm just kidding. You know, text messages is just going to keep getting more and more accessible. And I know right now, you know, legally, you know, you can't just fire out a million text messages. You know, the government's going to come after you. But it's loosening up. And so I wanted to be on the cutting edge of that in this industry. And I got to tell you, the first month and a half here, we're already seeing a good start. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we did $3,500 in sales in this first little wave. That's nothing compared to where I think this is going. And I honestly think it's going to take over email marketing eventually. It's just too good. And what I really like about it, for those of you business owners out there or anyone that's considering this, is what I've already seen. So we had, I don't know, a couple, 400 or 500 people sign up in the first week or two with our customer list. And then all of a sudden, only one person opted out. One. If I would have sent out an email blast to, you know, 15,000 people, I'd have 7,000 people opt out. So even with text messages, we all do it. Hey, I saw this message come in. If I don't like it or don't want to click it, it's okay. It doesn't piss me off like emails do when I'm trying to find one email and I got to go through 10 million of them to find the one I'm looking for. So the text message side of it is by far and away groundbreaking. And I kind of can't believe this. It hasn't been around soon.
Thanks for sharing that, because I know that from our perspective, it's been great to work with you. You've been an owner that's been there start to finish. We like to meet with everybody we work with on a regular basis. Ben, we talk about him a lot on this podcast. He makes sure that the clients and everybody that we work with at K-Launch gets accomplished their mission, their vision on how they want to communicate with their customers. In the end, Taylor, you're the one who knows your customers better than anybody. We can't tell you how to speak to your customers. Only you can tell us, but we can at least drive you to the right location, the right direction, and give you the right expertise to use this tool so you're not making people upset and you're ultimately getting only one opt-out. I would say, answer this. What was the major difference of what you thought texting was before and then what you think of it is now? Because you probably thought about text messaging before, but didn't understand it. What was the kind of process in your mind to get to where we are today?
So that's a fantastic question, actually. I was thinking about this the other night. You know, the text message ads that come across my phone, whether it be from my local store down the road or whoever it may be, they're not personalized. They look up, you know, and they're not bad, but you know, it looks like a mass text, like, hey, come save 15%. It's like a one sentence text. That doesn't do it for me. But when Ben started getting in there and creating content, and I got to see you know, two or three line sentences with an image, with a link to a video, it was putting all of the relevant information right in a customer's face. And that's something that's what we're striving for. You can't make people buy my product if they don't know where to go, if they don't know what it looks like. So that right there has been something that I've been blown away with. And it has a little personal touch to it. And if we want, we can make it look like it's coming directly from me. Hey, Taylor here with Backspin T, and I got a myth and hitting I want to bust. Click this link right here. I mean, nobody's doing that. No one's doing that.
Right. Education. Creating a personal relationship through experiential mobile text messaging with your customer base. Look, they trust you. They gave you your money. Let's give them something in return other than the product, which is a huge part of our job. We really, really want that to come across, because
which used to be social media form. That's where they would go to get that extra content. Now, since social media has changed their algorithms, not that it's not a great place to go, it still is, but it's costing more money. So you are saving me money instead of spending more on Facebook. Even social media kind of loses that personal touch. And that's what my customers love, that I, you know, we were a small company. We were, you know, had a new idea, and they were willing to purchase, quite honestly, a more expensive product to help us be around and help this game. So, you know, those customers, you know, buy a product, whether you follow that product on social media or not, but at least we have a way to keep reaching out to them and do it in a, and you know, I say a delicate manner, but a professional manner that isn't just, hey, here's 10,000 emails right in your inbox. Hope you pick one, you know? So that's been wonderful. And of course you need email marketing. You need to keep reaching more people. There's a way to do it. And so that's what you guys have been doing for me, is taking hours away from me, and you're saving money by not having to waste time trying to figure out how to do that. I don't have time for that. I don't. And I'm not the professional that you guys are. And I've tried. So I can honestly say, I ain't it. So I needed to outsource.
And as we say in the sports industry or in the sports world, we say you have a short bench, right? You don't have a lot of people to sit there and help you out. But not only small companies, but massive companies like the Colts, the Yankees, the Dodgers, Andretti Autosports, oftentimes we use these same methodologies with these massive companies, because believe it or not, they don't have time either. This is a new channel. This is brand new. Imagine if someone came to you 10, 15 years ago and said, hey, which you know this because you used it, social media is going to be a massive driver for your business. If you can harness the power now, imagine the capabilities 5-10 years from now, because you were able to see the future, which is social media. Social media had a 98% to 100% views before the algorithms really got in there and kind of screwed everything up, you know, for different purposes, for different reasons. You know, Facebook makes their own decisions. They're a private company. But the point is, we now give the power, we call it the Netflix effect. We give the remote back to the consumer to say, hey, I want to follow this brand because I like it. I don't want to be told by social media, by Instagram, by Facebook, what I'm going to be seeing, what I'm following, whether or not I get a post or not. And business owners, if you're listening out here, if you post on social media, that algorithm is screwing it up. Imagine if you could get a 98% open rate on a message that you send to people that follow your brand. Look, they're not like they don't like your brand. We know that. This isn't unwanted texting, because this is like step two texting. What we do with Taylor is ultimately we want people to be opted into a channel to learn more about the product, to be up to date, because what they're probably coaches. They're probably parents who are into this and coach a lot. They're probably professional players that really are like, hey, listen, I believe in this product. I want the latest information because it helps my game and it helps my trajectory, you know, my launch angle in my career. We call that a callback, Taylor. That's a callback.
That's great.
So we're doing our best to help guys like you and companies like you kind of reach new levels with a new technology, bleeding edge, cutting edge kind of technology. But it's more about creating those relationships. And text is there. What would you have to say? Sometimes it gets lost in translation that we do text. Right, K-Launch does text, and that's not true, Taylor, unless you think so. What's your opinion on that?
First of all, I got to say, you mentioned the relationships. You guys, you know, you're not in my industry. You're capitalizing on companies like myself, and I think the what could get lost in translation is that you're just going to fire out 10,000 emails, 10,000 texts, and call it a day. Nope. You guys were willing to go to bat with me. Obviously, I won't release any details, but you're willing to have skin in the game. And that was a game changer. There's no other cold calls that I'm getting right now saying, hey, we want to help sell your product and we want to benefit from it. So let's find a way to put in the sweat equity and let's find a way to make this happen. And you know, even if someone did offer that, it'd be with another normal campaign. I love the people that come to call me, we'll run your social media for you. You know, that'd be great if you knew what the hell I was doing. But, you know, so you guys understand that I know my customer. I know what the direction I want to go, but you have opinions as well. And because you allow me to say no to certain opinions, it allows for the next one to be told yes, as opposed to you just telling me, here's what we're going to do, suck it. So it's been wonderful.
Thank you. These are very kind words, but it's also the truth. And we do this with every client. Not 73% of our clients have made money in the first 30 days revenue with us, additional revenue. Almost every single one, I want to say 100%, but I'm not going to for the sake of just numbers, but about 100% of our clients have made an ROI. We have made them more money than they have given us. So we are truly in the partnership game. We love the fact that we get to work with guys like you because, in the end, it's the Amazon effect. You know, I talked about Netflix effect being it letting the customers choose for themselves, but the Amazon effect, which is nobody, we don't want anybody, we don't want any marketing. We want our marketing to be guys like you, Taylor, because if we're making you happy, you're going to go and tell other people about it. And that's ultimately how, and it's the same goes with your product. Coaches say, what is that? I want it. And now, you know, oh, it's great. You know, all of a sudden the word of mouth becomes the marketing base. And then everything else is just extra off of that. So we're going after that with you. This is the start of a beautiful relationship. We have a long summer ahead of us. We got a lot of baseball to be played. And, and we're very, very excited. And where can people reach you and how can people get in your texting program? If that, you know, I know the answer, but I'd love for you to tell them.
the fastest way, obviously Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our website's backsmint.com, which has not just for purchasing product. We have myth busting videos. We have instructional videos, but it's not the instructional videos that you're probably used to seeing in the baseball softball. You know, it's not some 15 minute video of me telling you where to put your hands and where to put your elbow. We're going to talk in facts. We're going to talk in physics. We're going to talk in what is not being true. And so go over there, give it a look, find us on YouTube if you'd like, that's easier for you. But man, if you want to text in, that number is 55433. You just text the word backspin.
Backspin to 55433. Text it in and get an opportunity to get some. And you know, there are deals in there. There has to be deals. That's the way we incent folks to be a part of the program. But you're going to get some content that you wouldn't obviously get otherwise. So
yes,
this is great, Taylor. I appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end the podcast?
Well, just for anyone that's a baseball lover out there, and I say this for business too, yes, be open-minded. We all have our own ideas that are included in when we were born that we're not going to get away from. But the world is changing, and it kind of sounds like a cliche. We always hear this, world's changing so fast. It is. And in my 20s, I certainly didn't realize how fast it was changing. And then all of a sudden, something called TikTok comes around and I'm like, oh, that's stupid. And all of a sudden it's huge. Like, oh crap, I feel old.
We knew Vine in a couple of years ago. I was doing Vines. I loved Vines. I thought they were great.
Hey, MySpace was cool, all right? I don't care what even
says. Of course, text backspin to 55433. And Taylor, once again, man, what a treat to have you on the podcast. Really appreciate your time.
Leave you guys with this. Literally haven't released this at all. We're working on a new bat, invention for the bat industry. Not a training bat, a game legal bat. And first training session with it, I hit 97 miles an hour. It is hotter than the cat nine.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for joining us on another episode of the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm your host, Joe Melillo, and thanks again to Taylor and Backspin T for showing up. And we'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day. See you next time.